Harper Audio presents Awful Auntie, written by David Walliams, read by David Walliams, with Maggie Steed and Nitin Ganatra, and music by Mark Morris. Our story takes place at Saxby Hall, a great country house. Prologue. Do you have an awful auntie? One that never allows you to stay up to watch your favourite television programme? Or an aunt who makes you eat up every last spoonful of her revolting rhubarb crumble, even though she knows you hate rhubarb? Maybe your aunt gives her pet poodle a big slobbering wet kiss and then immediately gives you a big slobbering wet kiss too. Or does your aunt scoff all the most delicious chocolates from the box, leaving you with just the dreaded black cherry liqueur? Perhaps your aunt demands you wear that horrendously itchy jumper she knitted for you at Christmas, the one which reads, "I love my auntie," in huge purple letters on the front. However awful your auntie might be, she will never be in the same league of awfulness as Aunt Alberta. Aunt Alberta is the most awful aunt who ever lived. Would you like to meet her? Yes, I thought you would. Aunt Alberta has sharp black eyes and red hair. She wears a monocle, a deerstalker hat, an owl pendant, tweed jacket plus fours, and steel-toe cap boots. She smokes a pipe, and on her hand is perched a great Bavarian mountain owl. Are you sitting uncomfortably? Then I'll begin. The characters in this story are the young Lady Stella Saxby, Soot, he's a chimney sweep, Wagner is a great Bavarian mountain owl, Gibbon is the ancient butler of Saxby Hall, and Detective Strauss is a policeman. Chapter 1. Frozen. It was all a blur. At first, there were only colours, then lines. Slowly through the haze of Stella's gaze, the room eventually took shape. The little girl realized she was lying in her own bed. Her bedroom was just one of countless in this vast country house. To her right side stood her wardrobe. On her left sat a tiny dressing table, framed by a tall window. Stella knew her bedroom as well as she knew her own face. Saxby Hall had always been her home, but somehow, at this moment, everything seemed strange. Outside, there was not a sound. The house had never been this quiet before. All was silent. From her bed, Stella turned her head to look out of the window. All was white. Thick snow had fallen. It had covered everything within sight. The long sloping lawn, the huge deep lake, and the empty fields beyond the estate. Icicles hung from the branches of trees. Everything was frozen. The sun was nowhere to be seen. The sky was as pale as clay. It seemed to be not quite night, not quite day. Was it early morning or late evening? The little girl had no idea. Stella felt as if she had been asleep forever. Was it days, months, years? Her mouth was as dry as a desert. Her body felt as heavy as stone, as still as a statue. For a moment, the little girl thought she might be asleep and dreaming. Dreaming she was awake in her bedroom. Stella had experienced that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?